Good evening. My name's John Bessember, and this will be my very first podcast. And I'm not going to give it a full title or a name. I'm just here to tell a story. I would also like to state that the story in which I'm going to tell today comes from West African folklore, and the rendition of the story comes more specifically from Jason Weiser, who is the voice behind Myths and Legends, a fantastic podcast that I very much enjoy. Now, also, this story in particular is designed with one in mind, a very dear friend of mine, one that I like to call Magpie. Hopefully, one day will be a relative. So, to get into the story and ignore the background, this first story is about a turtle, a trickster turtle from West African folklore. So during this time, there was a lot of poverty, and they were in a drought, and a lot of the animals and people that lived in West Africa were very hungry and poor and starving. They didn't have enough money to buy food, they didn't have the means to grow the food they needed because of the drought, and they didn't really know what to do, other than slowly waste away and hope that their ancestors are in existence one day. The turtle, however, had other ambitions and other things on his mind. He didn't see the drought as a time for sorrow or a time to find food or forage. He didn't even care that he's already gone through almost all of his food reserves from the spring. And it's starting to get to a point where he's a little bit nervous about where he's going to get his next meal. But instead of worrying about all that like all the other animals are doing, this turtle's smart, and he's a trickster. So he decides he's going to build a house. Of course, it's the perfect time to build a house. Nobody can buy food. Nobody can afford to pay their bills. Yeah, let's build a house. Perfect time for the economy. So first, the turtle goes to his friend the worm, and he explains to the worm that he wants to build a home. And not just any home. He wants to build a lavish mansion of a place for the turtle. So he begins his request by stating that he can't pay him today. Well, you know, worm, I don't really have money right now. However, I will have money next week, and I'll be able to pay you all the money back for your building supplies. And I'll even throw in some interest. And the worm strokes his chin with his imaginary hand and contemplates this, knowing that the turtle is a trickster, but also desperate to buy food. He agrees and gives the turtle various building supplies to begin his home building journey. Next, the turtle goes to see another friend of his, the rooster, and he makes the same pitch to the rooster as he did the worm. Hey, rooster, I know you got some extra building supplies over there, and I'm trying to build a house. You mind if I have some of them? And don't worry, I'll pay for them. You know, I have loads of money, just not with me right now, of course. You know, but I will have them next week. Yeah, I just need a startup, really. And again, the rooster contemplates this pitch and decides hunger is more important than the stacks of wood he's keeping out back. So he agrees and hands him off the supplies. The turtle continues off with this pitch and goes to the fox and the jaguar, and finally to the human hunter, promises them all that he will pay them everything he owes them with interest in exactly 1 week. And so they all agree, and the turtle's off. And he begins building his house, his mansion of a house. Nope, he's just building a mansion. And he's using all the supplies and everything he received, and he's not wasting even a nail. Until finally, exactly 1 week later, his mansion, his turtle mansion, is complete. And before he can even take in the beauty of his home and enjoy the luxury that he's built himself, he hears a knock at the door. And he looks out the window and thinks, what? The sun's not even up. You know, talk about early. There's this guy all-nighter. And he opens the door to see the worm. And then he palms his head as he realized the early bird gets the worm. But the worm is up before the bird. And of course the worm is here to request for his money. And the worm's a little timid and he's like, hey turtle, you know, it's been a week, so I'm here for my money. Do you have it? You see, the turtle's still starving and can't wait to buy food with the amount of money that the turtle's going to give him. And the turtle invites him into his home, and he brings him into the inner room in his home, and he shows him the couch, the lavish couch that he was able to build and stitch from the worm's silk. And he's bragging and boasting, and finally the worm is getting a little impatient and says, turtle, I mean, it's really nice and everything, but I'm starving here. I need to go buy some food. Where's my money? And the turtle's like, oh, don't you worry there, Mr. Worm, I got you. Just as I said, I have your money around back, and I have your interest. You just wait here, make yourself comfortable. I'll be back. And the turtle walks out the front door, closes the door, and doesn't go anywhere. Didn't seem that the turtle had any intention of going for money at all. And as the sun begins to rise, he hears a cock-a-doodle-doo in the back, and he turns around to see the rooster. And he knows that what the rooster's here for. But the rooster's a little timid as well, and he's, well, turtle, you know, I'm here for my money, you know, and don't forget you promised me some interest, so I'll be looking forward to that as well. And as gracious of a host as the turtle can be, he opens his door and says, please, rooster, come in. I'm not going to go in yet. I'm going to go around back, and I'll grab your money for you. I have it backed out there piled up in the back den. So you just go on into the inner room. It's this way. You can go down this hallway, take a left, third door on the right. And, you know, you just go on in there and your interest is waiting on the couch for you. So the rooster navigates his way through the turtle's mansion of a maze of a home. And he sees the worm lying down on the couch. And without hesitation, the rooster gobbles up the worm. As I did say, they're in a drought, and most of the animals are starving. But there's one rooster that is not starving anymore. And as the rooster sits down and enjoys the couch and rubs his full belly, he starts to fall asleep to take a nap. While this is happening, the turtle's outside listening in and can hear the rooster snoring at this point and knows what the rooster has done. And then all of a sudden, he gets tapped on his shell and he whips around real quick to see the sly, quiet, sneaky fox lurking in the shadows. The fox is also as hungry as the rest of the animals. And he says to the turtle, I'm here for my money, and you're going to give it to me now, and I want my interest. I'm not playing your games, turtle. You bring me my money now. You see, the fox may be sly and cunning, but once you starve him for a while, he gets a little direct. So, of course, as the gracious host that the turtle is, he invites the fox into his home. And again, directs him down the labyrinth of a mansion, to the inner room, where he claims that the fox's interest is waiting. And of course, the fox sneaks his way in and sees the sleeping rooster. And before the rooster can wake up, he broke its neck and devoured it whole. That's how hungry the fox was. And before the turtle can even figure out what's going on inside of his house, you see, he's still waiting outside because he told the fox he was going to go around back to get his money, along with the rooster and the worm. He hears a growl, and that's all he needed to know that the jaguar was there for his money. So without hesitation, he invites him in and directs him to the inner room. He says, "Jaguar, I know you're an impatient panther, or do you go by cat? No, we'll just stick with jaguar. I know you're very impatient, and I have your interest waiting, plump and ripe and juicy, sitting in the inner room. While you go, enjoy. I'll go around back and get your money in full, of course." The jaguar, before he could even agree, snuck his way into the house and is prowling through the halls. And he prowls up to a cabinet that's sitting over the couch in the inner room, and he waits. He waits till the perfect moment where he can jump out and slit the fox's throat with one swipe of his claw, and then devour him, piece by piece. At this point, the turtle is overwhelmed with how well his plan seems to be going, until he hears a click of a pistol in the back of his head. You see, when people starve, they get a little vicious, a little animalistic as well. And the human hunter was not playing any games. He's like, "I'm here, turtle. I'm here for my money. And I'm here for my interest. So stop your yapping and get to producing." And that's when the turtle, he's like, "Well, you know, hunter, I'm really sorry. I think I made a mistake with your interest." As he's a little nervous with the jaguar still prowling around his home, and he can't find his whereabouts. "But, you know, I think it's best if we wait another day or two for a different interest that I can get you. I don't know if you can handle this, so... But let's go get your money. It's around back." And the human hunter stops him, grabs him by the shell, and turns him back around. Says, "What do you mean, turtle? What do you mean I can't handle it? I'm the best hunter in West Africa. I can handle anything. I can take down anything." And he's like, "Yeah, but I've been to your house. You got a lot of horns and trophies from gazelle and antelope. I mean, come on. They don't hunt you. You hunt them. It's child's play. You can't handle this." And he grabs the turtle by the scruff of his neck and lifts him up. And he says, "I can handle anything. You point me in the direction, and you'll see that I'm the best hunter in West Africa." So, of course, the turtle, slightly reluctant and a little nervous, and maybe wetting his turtle shell, points the hunter into his house. And before he can even say where in the house to go, the hunter's on the move. He's checking every scuff mark he sees, every claw mark, and before the turtle even closes the door, he says, "It's a jaguar. I'll find him." So the hunter begins his prowl. It's now a hunter hunting the hunter. Or is it the hunted hunting the hunter? Yeah, doesn't make sense. So, as the hunter makes his way throughout the house, throughout the maze of hallways and corridors, he finally sees the shadow of the jaguar, but only for a glimpse moment. And then, as quickly as it came, the jaguar's figure was gone. And this goes back and forth for a good 20, 30 minutes as the turtle's outside, scratching his head and checking his watch, not really knowing if it's safe to even go into his house. He patiently waits. And he waits. And another 20 minutes go by until finally he hears the snarl of the jaguar, followed shortly by a shot being fired from the hunter's pistol. And then he hears groans. And then he hears nothing. So to be safe, the turtle gives it a few more minutes until he's sure that I don't think anything's alive in my house. And he opens the door and walks in. He walks in to see blood everywhere. Some from the jaguar, a little from the fox, and a lot from the human. And then he sees the human breathe his last breath and collapses. And he knows that the human is dead. And right in front of the human is the dead jaguar. That's got a pretty full belly of fox, rooster, and worm. And the turtle proceeds to drag the human body out of his house and buries it underneath where he intends to put his rose bushes. Once accomplishing that feat, he returns into the home to begin to cut up and preserve the flesh of the animals that came into his home. And after salting them and drying them and hanging them in his basement cellar, he goes back and cleans up the blood throughout his house. And once he finally finishes all those accomplishments, he sits down on his lavish sofa made from the worm's silk. And he grins, because the entire country is in a drought, and no one has food to go around, but the turtle has enough meat in his cellar to last him another year or two. And not only that, but he's got a beautiful, lovely mansion to enjoy it in. And that, Magpie, is the story of how the trickster turtle went from being poor and starving and homeless to having his own mansion and enough food to get him through any harsh summer that he can imagine, or even a drought. I hope you enjoyed today's story, and if you did, I'll make more. You just have to tell me. I don't really have a pod link or anything. Yeah. Just send me a text. All right. Well, good night.